Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for a devotion at 1:15. Today we're going to continue on with our series in This Day in Baptist History, and we will consider, before we get to that story, we'll read a somewhat considerable portion of the first chapter of John, and where Jesus calls the first of his disciples to follow him. And so we'll read John 1 and verses 35 through 51. And again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God! And two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, a city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Behold, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And so we see from our Bible passage this afternoon that the first thing that Andrew did when Jesus called him to follow him was that he went and found his brother. And we understand as we look through the Gospels, and you've heard this before, it's not new, I'm sure, but Andrew is, every time that he's mentioned, he's always bringing somebody to Jesus, whether it's his own brother, whether it's the little boy with the two loaves and the fish, or whether it's the two fish and the loaves, or the Greeks who are searching for Jesus. Whoever it is, Andrew is bringing someone to Christ. And so we understand through his influence and through his example, as well as through the command of our Lord, the necessity of the Great Commission of telling other people about Jesus Christ. And we understand even there's a specific instance where Philip found those who were closest to him. And we know that we ought to try to spread the gospel to every person. Every person can and should be saved. But those who are closest to us have the most responsibility to. And so we see in the Bible account here that we read about Andrew finding his brother, and then Philip and going and finding Nathanael as well, and evangelizing to him. And Philip didn't quite have all the answers, but he did know where he could find all the answers. And so Philip goes and he finds Nathanael. And so today in Baptist history, we'll read a portion of a story about a man who was involved and who was very invested in doing just that, in finding people who were closest to him that he might spread the gospel to them. And so we'll read America's first missionary, a black man. The first missionary to leave the shores of America for foreign service was George Leal, a former slave. When it became apparent to Deacon Henry Sharp of the First Baptist Church of Savannah, Georgia, that his slave George Leal was called of God, he emancipated the stirring preacher so he might give himself wholly to the preaching of the gospel to the people of color. Ordained on May 20th, 1775, Leal labored in and around Savannah with great success before leaving as a missionary for Jamaica in 1779. Thus, Leal predated the service of William Carey, the founder of modern Baptist missions. One of Leal's converts in the Savannah area was Andrew Bryan, who became an outstanding preacher among his people. In his early ministry, Brian was persecuted for his efforts, but he grew greatly in public acclaim, and his master, Jonathan Brian, allowed him to construct a building on land at Yamacraw in the suburbs of Savannah. This was the first Black Baptist church in America, and it grew to over 800 members and ultimately mothered two other such churches. The birth of the church that Brian pastored provides another interesting story. The greatest achievement of Abraham Marshall in founding churches is a story which reads more strangely than fiction. His father, Daniel, founded the First Baptist Church in Georgia, but to Abraham goes the honor of constituting the first Black Baptist Church in Georgia. As Abraham Marshall traveled in the Savannah area, one day he baptized 45 black believers, and along with the others who had been previously baptized, he formed them into a church and ordained Andrew Bryan as their pastor. The certificate of ordination read, "This is to certify that the Ethiopian Church of Jesus Christ of Savannah have called their beloved brother Andrew Bryan to the work of the ministry. We have examined into his qualifications, and believing it to be the will of the great head of the church, we have appointed him to preach the gospel and administer the ordinances as God in his providence may call." January 20th, 1788. A. Marshall. The ministry of Andrew Bryan was surely blessed of God, and at his death, the following resolution was passed by the Savannah Association in 1812. "The association is sensibly affected by the death of Reverend Andrew Bryan, a man of color and pastor of the first colored church in Savannah. This son of Africa, after suffering inexpressible persecutions in the cause of his divine master, was at length permitted to discharge the duties of the ministry among his colored friends in peace and quiet, hundreds of whom, through his instrumentality, were brought to a knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. He closed his extensively useful and amazingly luminous course in lively exercise of faith and in the joyful hope of a happy immortality." And so we see the effect that one person can have on an entire group of people just by being willing to go and being willing to spread the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think about the story of D.L. Moody that preached to millions of people in his lifetime and saw thousands and thousands of converts, and we understand that he was led to the Lord by Mr. Kimball, who was just himself a shoe cobbler and was not of any renown at all, but he did his part in telling others about Jesus Christ. And there are certainly many other stories that we could share where one person led someone to the Lord, and that person became greatly used of the Lord, numerically speaking. And so there's such an important need for us to spread the gospel. I preached last week in the youth group on Wednesday, last Wednesday, from John chapter number 4 about the Samaritan woman and how once Jesus finally convinced her who he was, the first thing that she did was she went and told everybody in the Samaritan town there about who Jesus was. And she said, "Come see a man that told me everything I ever did." And so then the Samaritan men, they came to Jesus and they said, "We want you to tarry with us and Jesus tarried with them for 2 days, explaining to them everything about him being the Messiah, about his being the Savior of the world. And it says that many of the Samaritans believed there, but Jesus' disciples didn't understand what Jesus was trying to do, and they were focused so much on the physical aspect of it that they forgot that Jesus was there to spread the gospel to that Samaritan woman, and thus to many people in the Samaritan community. Jesus said that you would look unto the fields, and they are white already unto harvest. He said there are people in this town, disciples, that need the gospel, and they're ready to hear. And as soon as somebody tells them, they will believe. The harvest is ready, but people need to go, and people need to tell the gospel to everyone that they can while they still can, because we know that our time on earth is short in the grand scheme of things, that we don't have much time here, and so we must be busy about spreading the good news. Someone once said, "The good news is only good if somebody hears it," and so we must tell everybody that we can about the good news of the gospel. The Lord bless you. I hope that we will see you this evening at church at 7 o'clock, and we'll be back here tomorrow at 1:15. Have a great afternoon.